very few points from the last part of yesterday's shiur. A number of you came to me after shiur and asked different shilas, and it made it clear to me that I wanted to clarify certain things just once again for a few moments. Again, if a person is in a dormitory, lives in an apartment, what should he do about bedikas tamei? So we discussed in great detail, we're not going to get involved in that again, that if a person is in his home 30 days before the Yom Tov Pesach, and the Chiyuv, the Rabbanan, to be bodek, to check his apartment or his home, for chametz applies to him. When should that bedika take place? The night before the person leaves. That's the time that he's supposed to do his bedika, which means that, let's say you're coming to the early shiur on Thursday, so then you should do bedika Wednesday night. That's the last time that you're going to be in the dormitory or in the apartment on Thursday, then you should do the bedika Wednesday night. Why at night? Because, as we mentioned, the first Mishnah in Psachim says, the Chazal Masach and the Dafka, you should be bodek by the light of a candle, or as we do, by the light of a flashlight. Many poskim hold you shouldn't check by the light of a candle, because we're afraid that you won't go into the nooks and crannies, because you're afraid you'll make a fire, so we do it by the light of the flashlight. The light of the flashlight is meaningless during the day, so therefore the bedik has to take place Dafka at night. That's the Takonas Chachamim. Now, if the bedika is taking place before the actual Zman of the Ikar Takanas Chachamim, which is the night of the 14th of Nisan, that's Monday night, so if you're being bodek any time before here, Monday Shabbos, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, you know, if you're being bodek any time beforehand, there's no bracha on that bedika. That's a machlokas as well. We discussed at great length, but we passed and there's no bracha on a bedika before the night of the 14th. So there's a shaila whether you have to put out the bread or not. I think many would paskin that there's no need to put out the bread. You just use a flashlight, you turn off the light, and you do the bedika. Both roommates do not have to do the bedika together. One can do the bedika for the others. If one leaves earlier, then the other one can do the bedika. The last person in the dorm room does bedika. There is one way that you don't have to do a bedika, even if you're in the apartment 30 days before Yom Tov, and that is if you sell the apartment, you sell the whole apartment, you rent the whole apartment to a guy, sell the home to a guy, so then you can avoid the bedika. There are different ways of doing that as well. There are some poskim that say that you can actually sign on to the regular mechiras chametz that the Rav has, which means that he's going to sell the chametz to the guy on the 14th of Nisan. Some say that that's enough. The mechira itself is like a beer, so you're going to be yotzei with that mechira. Others claim, no, there's a chiyuv bedika the night before, so therefore it's best to sign on to the mechira on the 13th of Nisan. Rabbanim will generally do two mechiras. They'll sell the chametz to the guy twice. Not the same chametz. But they'll sell chametz for some people who want an earlier mechira on the 13th of Nisan, which means they're selling it before the Chovas Bedika. The Iker Chovas Bedika has been chal that night, the night of the 14th, after the sale on the 13th. And there are others who want to fulfill the mitzvah of Bedika's chametz, so therefore they'll be part of the sale on the 14th for whatever extra that they don't want to destroy, right? Like liquor or something else, something expensive they want to keep, so then they'll do a mechira on the 14th. So best, if you want to avoid bedika, you should be part of the mechira on the 13th, because then you're selling all of your, you're selling the, not just the chametz, you're selling your apartment, you're selling the area, you're renting the area to the guy even before the chametz bedika has been chal. The mention Chasam Sofer is a chumrah that he assumes that bedika chametz is not only a chovas habayis, chovas hagavra as well, so therefore it's appropriate to obligate oneself in bedikas chametz. Even if you're renting the whole apartment to the guy, maybe it's best, according to the Chasam Sofer, to leave over a small place to do bedikas chametz. So even though you won't do a major bedik on the house, with the chovas hagavra of doing bedikas chametz, you can fulfill in a small area. And keep it simple. You know, take out the chairs, take out whatever you have to take out to make it easy to do a bedikah there, you'll still fulfill that chiyuv bedikas chametz. Now, in terms of the chovas hagavra, if a person is in the dormitory or the apartment and he's going home, doesn't have to fulfill the Chovas Hagavra of Bedikas Chametz in his dormitory. He'll be doing it at home. If the person is not going to be at home, so then if he wants to fulfill the Chovas Hagavra, then he has to leave some kind of area open so that he can do a Bedika. But if he's going home, so then he'll fulfill the Chovas Hagavra in his home. So then he can sell the whole apartment. He can sell the dorm. You know, he can rent the dorm room, rent the apartment to the guy. Since he's doing that before, he'll sign on to the mechira on the 13th. So since he's doing it before the zman of the bedika has been chal, so then he wanted a chovas bedika in his apartment or in his dorm room, and he'll be able to be yotzei special chovas hagavra bedikas chametz at home. Okay, I think that covers most, if not all, of the bases. If you have any special questions, you can send me privately. started discussing last time the issue of Bishalach HaBishal by Davalach, by liquids. You know, the Mishnah that Kuf and Hem Adai is quoted on the Gemara that Lama Pesach Aleph says that Ein Bishalach HaBishal. The question is, what's it talking about? So some claim it's talking about everything. That on a Daraisa level, there's no Bishalach HaBishal, Bein Medav Yavish, Bein Medav Alach, where the solids or liquids. That doesn't mean you can put things on the fire on Shabbos. There are certain Rabbanah that you have to avoid. There's an Issach Hazar, as we described, at great length. It doesn't mean it's mutter, but at least on a Daraisa level, Ein Bishalach HaBishal, Bein Medav Alach, Bein Medav Yavish. That's the position of many Rishonim. According to the Beis Yosef, it's the sheet of Rov Rishonim. The Rambam holds like that, and the Ram, the Rashba, the Rosh. Many Rishonim hold like that because they don't distinguish. The Rosh says that Beferish, he argues with Rashi. But the Rambam doesn't state explicitly that Ein Bishalach HaBishal B'Davar Lach, but it's the fact, it's an error of omission. Not, it's not an error, but it's the omission of the Rambam, not the commission, right? He leaves out any distinction. So we have no reason to believe that there is a distinction between Davar Yavish and Davar Lach according to the Rambam. Same is true according to the Rambam. That's what the Anshei Shem, the Chidush Anshei Shem on the side of the Rambam points out, that the fact that the Rambam says that Ein Bishalach HaBishal, he hasn't distinguished between Davar Lach and Davar Yavish. It sounds like there is no chiluk, but rather there's no difference between solids and liquids. There's no Bachar Bishal. This, of course, is in strong contrast to Shitas Rashi. Rashi, the end of the second parak, quoted in the Rosh in the middle of the third parak, Rashi holds that there's an implication from the statement of Rashi. Rashi holds that Yesh Bishalach HaBishal B'Davar Lach. That the Mishnah is talking about Davar Yavish. The Mishnah on Kuf Mem Hem Beis says the name Bishalach HaBishal. Let's talk about solids. Solids, it's cooked up, potato, a piece of meat, that's cooked up from before Shabbos. There's no bishul daraisa achar bishul. The Davar Lach, Rashi says, of course there's bishul achar bishul. Of course there's bishul achar bishul. Says Rashi, that's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, why can't you be matmin the Davar most of ever mishecha shecha gzeira shema yartiach? What's meant to us? So the Rosh says, it means yichata v'yartiach. With machata b'gecholim, and he'll boil up the item, he'll heat up the item, but the Isser is really an Issa Chazara, it's a Gzeirah to Chazara of Shem Yechate. That's Rashi, no, that's not the Lashon HaGemara. The Lashon HaGemara sounds like we're afraid of Bishal, Gzeirah Atu Bishal, as I'm sure Kivi explained in the Chazara Chabura yesterday. Right? You didn't get that. Okay, Gzeirah, so that's why we're doing it now. Gzeirah Atu Bishal, so Rashi says there will be a real problem of Bishal HaBishal B'davar Lach, and that's why you're not allowed to do Hatman. So we were troubled. What are we talking about over here? What's the svara to say that you should distinguish between lach and yavish? Right, what kind of a lach are we talking about? What's the svara to distinguish between the two? So we said that the Prima Gadim and the Minchas Chinuch both seem to assume that that the distinction between lach and yavish according to Rashi is across the board. Why is there such a distinction? Why would I say that the Davar Lach, any Davar Lach, whether talking about Shuman Avaz and Moyel Bosar or Mayim Veshemen, as we talked, you know, different liquids, whether we're talking about liquids that you make edible through the first Bishul or liquids that you're just heating up, what's the chilek between Lach and Yavish? So the Minchas Chinuch wanted to suggest that it's a distinction about the very nature of Bishul. That Rashi holds that Bishul of a Davar Yavish is making it edible, it's being Machshirit Lachila. So once you're Machshirit Lachila, Ain Bishalach HaBishal. Can't be Machshirit Lachila again. It is Mushal Lachila. It's edible. So once it's edible, it's over. There's no Issa Daraisa Bishal that you can violate. But Rashi, that's Davar Lach. Davar Yavish. But Rashi assumes that Davar Lach is different, that the Bishal of a Davar Lach is not being Machshirit Lachila. Rashi holds that the Bishal of Davar Lach is Chimum, heating it up to Yatzo Letizva. That's Bishal of Davar Lach. That's why Rashi holds that Yesh Bishalach HaBishal B'Davar Lach. Because if it goes down below Yatzo Letis Bo, then Ozalei Bishulo, the effect of the Bishul is no longer felt. Moshe Lakach, the Gemara Daf Ayadalan Avei says that Yesh Bishalach HaBishal by what? Mateches, right? If you heat up metal and it softens, then you're able to form it into whatever object you want to make it into, right? And then it cools off, and then you heat it up again, you can violate the Issur Bishul twice. Yesh Bishalach HaBishal, I thought you told me Yesh Bishalach HaBishal. That shouldn't only apply to Ochlim, it should apply to anything. Why shouldn't it apply to Mateches as well? The answer is that the effect of the original Bishul is not felt in the metal once it cools down. The Bishul of Mateches is the softening. After Minchas Chinuch, Rashi holds the bishul of Dover Lach, the bishul of something liquid, is the chimum. It's the heating. It's not being mashal achil, it's the chimum. So once it cools down, the chimum is poka, the chimum is over, and that's why yesh bishlach habishul. When you heat it up again, then you have a new bishul, because the effect of the first bishul is lost. It's completely nullified by the cooling down. That's why you can have a bishlach habishul. That's how we explain Rashi. What do the Rambam and the Rashba hold? Why do they say that Embishalach Abishal even the Dadalach? So apparently what you have to say is they argue with this point. And they say there is no distinction between Lach and Yovesh vis-a-vis the nature of Bishal Darais. Rashi holds as a chiluk. Bishal by Dover Yovesh, by solids, is making it Mukshalachila, making it edible. Dover Lach, Bishal is Chimam, it's heating it up. That's why the rule of Yesh Bishlach HaBishal only applies to Lach and not to Yavish. Because it's all a function of whether the first Bishal is still felt even after the item cools down. If it is felt, then I'm Bishlach HaBishal. If it's not felt, Yesh Bishlach HaBishal. What are the Rambam and the Rashba going to say? It's Poshut. The Rambam and the Rashba say that even Bishal of Dvarim Lachim, even Bishal of liquids, is tikkun adavar, making it mukshal achila, preparing it, right? Preparing it for its use. So if it's an issue of preparing it for its use, then that first bishul prepares it for the use, and ain bishul acha bishul, even if it cools down, but the preparation that you did with the first bishul is still there, it's still extant, it's still felt in the item. So therefore, ain bishul acha bishul, even bedavar lach. That's what the Rashba and the Rambam will say. So we were troubled. Okay, it's a nice vort in lumdus, but how does it play out lemaisa in the different liquids? If you're talking about moil basar and shuman abba, you're talking about gravy, some kind of a liquid that obviously is not edible before you cook it. So then, which shita seems more mistaber, ein bishlach habishal or yesh bishlach habishal? Ein bishlach habishal, right? Should be the same as davar yavish. We're talking about a liquid that's made edible through the bishul process. So then we should say that ain bishul acha bishul. The effect of the first bishul is still felt even after it cools down. So how can you have bishul acha bishul? So Rashi sheet is shver according to that, right? For those liquids. Conversely, if you talk about mayim and shemen that are edible even beforehand, mayim certainly, even shemen, it is edible. You can put it on your salad, and it's edible even before the bishul. So then lechora, bishul in those liquids should really only be chimum. So then Rashi is right that yesh bishlach habishul. Why do the Rambam and the Rashba say that ain bishlach habishul by water and by shemen? The effect of the bishul is still felt if the water cools down. How you talking? So it sounds like both shitas are difficult because there are different types of liquids. You're talking about a liquid that's made edible through the first bishul. So then I understand the Rambam and the Rashba. I understand why ain bishlach habishul. I don't understand Rashi. But if you're talking about water and shemen, which are royal lachil even before the first bishul, so then the bishul of the water and the shemen, the choris chimum, that's what you have to say, because they're edible beforehand. So what's the bishul accomplishing? Must be that it's warming up. It's chimum. So the bishul is chimum, then Rashi is right, that yesh bishul acha bishul. If the chimum, if it cools down, the chimum is gone, so then it should be that yesh bishul acha bishul. Then we don't understand the Rambam and the Rashba. So both shitas are difficult in different cases. What's the answer? So we suggested that the answer for Rashi is this. Rashi admits that the water is roi l'achila before him. Since roi, Rashi holds, I mean, everyone holds, the water is roi l'achila before him. It says Rashi, if water is roi l'achila before him, then bishul of liquids is the chimum. Certainly water. Certainly in water. Bishul of water is the heating up, the chimum. It's not the tikkun hadavar. You're not fixing anything according to Rashi. You're just warming it up, you're boiling the water. As Rashi, the Chiddush of Rashi is that even Moel Bosar and Shuman Avaz, even other liquids that are made Roy Lachil as a result of the Bishul process, we don't look at Bishul of these other liquids as Tikkun HaDavar. We don't look at Bishul of these other liquids like we would a Bishul of Davar Yavish. But rather we say that since the Iker of all liquids is water, then the Koveya of Bishul for all liquids is Chimum. Even if you'll tell me, but bishul really is machshir la'achila some liquids, it doesn't matter. Since the ikar of liquids is water, then we assume that the koveya for bishul is always chim, for any liquid, not just water, but even for the other liquids as well. That's Rashi Shita. So once we say that the koveya of the bishul is the chimum, then we can understand why Rashi says that yesh bishul achar bishul. Even by shuman avas and by moil bosa, even by other liquids that do require, do get some kind of a hechsher, it doesn't matter. The bishul is not defined as the hechsher. The bishul beikaro is defined as the chimum ha-liquid shabo, the chimum ha-mayim shabo, in the shuman avas and the moil bosa. So therefore, if it cools down, then the effect of the bishul, the effect of the chimum, is no longer felt. So that's why Rashi will say that yesh bishul achar bishul. What are the Rambam and the Rashba going to say? How are they going to explain mayim and shemen? Don't the Rambam and the Rashba agree that in the mayim and the shemen, the ikar bishul is the chimum? You can understand the Rambam and the Rashba. They'll say, by moil bosa, by shuman avaz, ain bishul achar bishul, even b'davar lach, because their bishul is tikkun hadavar, not edible beforehand, so I can understand that ein bishul achar bishul there, even b'davar lach. But mayim and shemen, how can I say that ein bishul achar bishul? The chora there, there's no tikkun hadavar, it's just what? It's just chimum. So if it's just chimum, then yesh bishul achar bishul. If it cools down, the chimum is paka, the chimum is botel, the effect is no longer felt. So yesh bishul achar bishul. What are the Rambam and the Rashba going to say? So the answer has to be something like this, that the Rambam and the Rashba hold that even by water and shemen, there is tikkun hadavar. It's not just chimum. There is tikkun hadavar. Let's talk about water rather than shemen. Water. What's the tikkun hadavar by water? What do you think? What's the tikkun hadavar? How are you fixing the water up by boiling the water? Yes.
I know a lot of times when you boil water, it'll kill any bacteria.
Kills bacteria, purifies the water. Some people won't drink from the water before it's purified, before it's boiled up. Even if it's heated, if it's only heated a little bit, they think it's worse, because that gets the bacteria excited. Right? No, it's worse. I think they say it's worse because it makes the bacteria grow. If you warm up something but you don't make it boiling, it can be more dangerous for your health. So some people won't drink a hot drink unless the water's boiled up, because it purifies the water. That's one difference between boiled water and non-boiled water. What's another difference? Boiled water also tastes different. If you come from an area where they have minerals in the water, other things in the water, just by boiling up the water, you change the taste. How can you change the taste? Well, water is water. No, that's not true. Water is not water. Water is water plus other things. There are other additives, other minerals that are in the water, and they change the taste of the water. There are some people who like to boil up the water badaka because they think the taste of the water is better once it's boiled up. Not that they're going to drink it boiled. Even if they want to drink it cold, they'll boil it up beforehand because the taste is partially different. Depends where you come from. Says the Chazon Ish, that's probably what the Rambam and the Rashba hold. The Rambam and the Rashba hold that bishul, even by dvarim lachim, even by mayim and shemen, is tikkun hadavar. It's not just chimum. Rashi felt that bishul of dvar lach is chimum. It's just boiling up, it's heating up. So Rashi was troubled. He says, of course, we should say that yesh bishul achar bishul b'dvar lach, because once the thing is cooled down, so then the effect of the bishul is completely gone. Comes the Rambam and the Rashba, and they say, no. Bishul is not chimum, even for dvarim lachim. Bishul is always tikkun hadavar. Bein b'lach, bein b'yavesh, bein b'lach. Even b'davar lach, bishul is tikkun hadavar. How so? Even by mayim, there is a tikkun hadavar. The taste changes. It purifies the water by boiling it up. So because there's a change in the item, in the davar lach, as a result of the bishul, so then ein bishul achar bishul, even by mayim and shemen, according to the Rambam. Across the board. Right? No one distinguishes between different types of dvarim lachim. The Rambam and Rashba hold that ein bishul achar bishul b'davar lach, even by mayim and shemen. And Rashi holds that yesh bishul achar bishul b'davar lach, even by moil basar and shuman avas, even by things that require bishul in order to make them edible. It's across the board, because there are different ways of looking at bishul. Rashi holds that we always are koveya bishul of dvarim lachin based on water, so the bishul is chimum. The Rambam and the Rashba disagree, and they go to the other extreme. They say even water bishul is tikkun hadavar. So if bishul is tikkun hadavar, then ein bishul achar bishul, because that tikkun is still going to be felt even if the item cools down. This is what the Chazon Ish writes. What is this? This is in page 3. Chazon Ish invokes mateches. He says, "V'chein lo shayev mateches ein bishul achar bishul." Avada, if you heat up metal, can't say ein bishul achar bishul. As many times as you heat up, you'll violate bishul again. Doesn't matter how many times it's been heated up. The softening is not felt once it cools back. It's hot again. Chazanish is talking. It's not like ochel, that even if it's nitzdanein, the pulas harikoch, the softening, still felt. What do you mean the softening? Softening means the hachona la'achila, the hechshel la'achila is still felt. But by mateches, it's not felt, it's gone. Says the Chazanish, that's why the poskim hold. Which poskim? Rashi. Rashi holds that yesh bishlach habishul, because Rashi holds that bishul of a davarlach is the chimum. Bishul of davarlach is the chimum. Then davarlach equals what? Mateches. Exactly. Davarlach equals mateches. Right, that the bishul is not going to be felt once it cools down. Pilul aposkim degam balach and bishul achav bishul hachav matachas modim. He says no, everyone's going to agree by matachas, but even according to the poskim, i.e., even the Rashba and the Rambam, who hold that bishul achav bishul but davar lach, they'll agree by matachas. Why? The svirlu lahani poskim demayim mevushalim gamken chalukim imayim chayim. Cooked water is different than raw water. Different. Why is it different? As we said, it purifies it, changes the taste. There are chilukim between the two. So because there are chilukim, the Rabbim and the Rashba hold that even by water, the bishul is not defined as chimum, rather it's tikkun adavar, and that's why ein bishul acha bishul, even b'davar lach. David O. That's why I say, you know, water is much better for this. Shemen. I don't know. I guess the shemen would be purified. Most people don't purify their oil. I guess our oil, the oil that we buy is purified. It has been cooked in some way or form. No, I mean, it's not pure, I imagine. No, somehow treated. I don't know. Maybe at the time of the Gemara they did boil up their oil before they used it. I don't know. I'm not sure. Oil is not water, as someone pointed out. Right? It doesn't mix with water. So it's interesting what the Chazanish is saying applies to water. He doesn't talk about oil. He talks about water. I don't know. Unless you'll say that everyone holds that bishul of dvarim lachem is always defined by water, because water is the basic liquid. So even though oil is pretty basic too, but we're still going to define bishul based on water. Right. But in the reverse direction. Right. Look, the Rambam and the Rashba are sitting pretty with mashkim that do require hechsher, like the moil, boss, and the shuman avas. Right? What's troubling us with the Rambam is those liquids that are edible beforehand. Right? If you squeeze olives and you get oil, so that oil is perfectly edible before the bishul. So the question is, what's bishul of shemen? Or it's just the heating up, that's the problem. So what you could say is no, since even in Mayim there is some kind of effect that is felt through the bishul, so maybe that's koveya, what bishul of davar lach is all about. So then even by shemen we're going to apply the same principles. Okay, let's just leave it at that. David, you.
Is there bishul of davar lach in Mishkan?
Was there bishul of davar lach in the Mishkan? They had to cook water in order to make the dyes. I guess there was bishul of davar lach. Okay, how do we pass in the mice? This is where it gets exciting. That was pretty exciting till now. How do we pass in the mice? So the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah seem to argue. It's not my hand out. Okay. Got to get a Mishnah Berurah for this. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Yud Ches Sivda. Tavshil Shenizbashil Kol Tzarko Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul in Nistani. Oh! Tavshil Shenizbashil Kol Tzarko Yesh Bishul Achai Bishul if it cools down. Wow! It's against the Mishnah. Mishnah says Ein Bishul Achai Bishul. Shulchan Aruch says Yesh Bishul Achai. Not so fast. Don't worry about it. He's machmir for the Rambam that by Dover Yavesh, even if it's Nisbashel Kamachal Ben Yosai, there's still Bishul Daraisa until Mivushel called Tzarkel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Bahani Mili Sheesh Bo Bishul Achabishul Betavshul Sheesh Bo Marak. Oh, okay. Dover Lach. Yesh Bo Marak, if it has Dover Lach, so then Yesh Bishul Achabishul. Avul Dovesh Nisbashel Kravul Yavesh Mutil Lishros Am Bishabes, etc. But by Dover Yavesh, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that ain't Bishul Achabishul. So who does the Shulchan Aruch paskin like? The Rambam and the Rashba or Rashi? Rashi, no. Exactly. Rashi. Chumav Rashi. Yesh Bishul Achabishul B'Dover. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Dan. What does the Ramah say there? Ramah says a few things, but nothing about this issue. But then if you go on to Siv Tezvav, there the Ramah really talks. Once again, it's Siv Tezvav, the Mechaber writes, Dovish and Izbashel Kol Tzarko, V'hu Yoveh, She'ein B'marok, Mutel Anicho K'neged HaMadura, Afilu B'makom, She'hayad Soled Izbo. Shulchan Aruch says that Ein Bishul Achabishul B'Dover Yoveh She'ein B'marok. Dover Yoveh She'ein B'marok. But Yesh B'marok, he would go back to the Siv Dalet. Yesh B'marok, Yesh Bishul Achabishul. Why Yesh Bishul Achabishul B'Dover Marok, B'Dover She'esh B'marok, says the Mishnah Berurah, explaining the Mechaber back in Siv Dalet. Morak, Sivkot and Chapes, the Bedover Lach, Kevin Shazel Chamimusov and Itzdain, Botel Imenu Shem Bishulah Harishal. That's the Minchas Chinuch. That the Bish, it's all, Bishulah HaBishul is all a function of whether the Bishul is still alive. Is the effect of the Bishul still felt when it cools down? So by Dover Shesh Bamark, the Bishul is felt. If it's Itzdain, it's less than Yatzel Letizbo, then the Bishul is no longer felt, excuse me. So then if you'll be Mavashal it again to more than Yatzel Letizbo, I'll say, done. Das is a naya bishul. It's a new bishul. But then you can be chayav again. That's the mechaber, and the mechaber says the same in Siv Tezvav. Comes the Ramah and says like this: Avalim hu roseach afilu b'davar sheyesh b'marok muter. If it's roseach, if it's still boiling, it's yad soled esbo. Even davar sheyesh b'marok, no question. Even according to the mechaber. Says the Ramah, "V'yesh mekila lomar the kol she'enos no agabi ha'esh or hakira mamish rak somach lo afilu nitzdanin mutin." Says the Ramah, "Sama mekel, as long as they don't put it directly on the fire, not agabi ha'esh or hakira mamish, even if it's nitzdanin, it's mutter." Magi Mishnah, he says, "Whose sheet is this? What's he saying? Why agabi ha'esh is it a problem?" Right. The chiddush is, even if it's not al gabi ha'esh, why would I think al gabi ha'esh is more of a problem? And why is it still a problem even if it's not on the fire? What's the beer in this drama? What's he say? So the answer is, al gabi ha'esh, I think avad is going to be awesome. Right? Even if you hold that ein bishalach ha'bishal b'davar lach, but al gabi ha'esh, it's still going to be a problem. Why? Problem of what? Azara. Going to be a gzera the rabbanon, even if ain't bishul achar bishul, that's on a daraisa. But you always have to be juggling the different things, bishul chazara shei. Right? You got to know what you're talking about. So if you're doing it on Shabbos, then you're juggling between bishul daraisa and chazara. So putting it directly on the fire, that's chazara. Samach is mutter. Right? Smicha is mutter. What is smicha? A dofen hamafsik, right? If there's some kind of a separation, the Rosh says even if it's not a dofen hamafsik, as long as it's far away. This Ramah is going with that rush, presumably. That even if it's just a little bit far away, then that would be mutter. The Issa of Chazar doesn't apply. But, according to this Shita, not only is there no Chazara, there's no Bishul Daraisa either. So that's why, if it's Samach and there's no Chazara, so then even if it's Nitzdanein, it's Heter Gomer. Right? No Bishul Darabana, no Bishul Daraisa, nothing. So the whole thing is mutter legal. As long as there's no Issa of Chazara, because it's only B'Samach, then it's going to be Hetagom, against the Mechaber. Zokter Ramah, V'nagu lahokel b'zeh, lo nitzdanin legami. If it's not nitzdanin legami, not completely cooled off. Completely cooled off. If it's not completely cooled off, so then the Ramah says, the minig is to be mekel. Minig is to be mekel. Not going to be mekel, Azoy Vait, so far, like this Shita, that even if it's done in Lagamri, it's in Mutter. As long as it's not, it's done in Lagamri, says the Ramah, we're willing to be make. That's the Ramah. So this is the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber passes like Rashi, Lechumra, that Yesh Bishul Achabishul B'Davar Lach. The Rambam Ikar Adin Paskins like the Cholkim that Embishlach Abishal even Medaver Lach, even if Nitzan Lagamri, but he says the minig is to be Mekel only until Nitzan Lagamri. But if it's Nitzan Lagamri, completely cooled off, then we'll be Machmer the Yesh Bishlach Abishal. Okay, questions? Yes.
What if you get around the Chazar issue?
What if you again?
You get around the Chazar issue or the Biyago or so when he hold that.
We're talking Bishal Darais. I'm just explaining the Ramah that he's bavoring a kash, right? He's trying to obviate a question, how can you put it back on the fire? He says, don't put it back on the fire. Leave it a little bit off the fire. So there's no chazara issue. The only issue would be a bishul daraisa issue. So if you hold the name bishul achavishu b'davar lach, as long as it's not in legamri, so then you're home free. Because then there's no bishul daraisa, nor is there drabanan, because it's off the fire. It could be atzoletis, but even off the fire. Right? But he's saying if it's not nitzan in legamri, so then ein bishul achar bishul. So as long as it's off the fire, and there's no chazara problem, then there's no bishul daraisa problem either, and then you're going to be okay. And that's what the Rama says. So this Rama lachar is pile ploy. Pile ploy. What is pile ploy about the Rama? Monav shach. If you hold that yesh bishul achar bishul b'davar lach, so then the moment that it drops below Yatza Letters Bow, it should be awesome to put it in a mokum that it'll be get to above Yatza Letters Bow. Alright? So we should be able to be Mekel at all. He says, Nagu Lahakil. If it's not Nitzan Lagamri, it's Mutter. Right? Mutter. Just because it dropped below Yatza Letters Bow, that's not a reason to ask, says the Ramah. Why not? If you hold it Yesh Bish Lachamishal, then even if it drops just below Yatza Letters Bow, you should still say that it should be awesome to put it back. Anywhere near that it can get to Yatza Letters Bow. And if you hold that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, what's Shver in the Ramah? If you hold that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, what's difficult? Even if it's Tani Legami, it should still be Mutter. What's going on here? The Ramah is walking a tightrope, but we can't figure out which Shita he's holding like. A new Shita? What kind of a pshor is this? It's a compromise, right? If it's Nitzan Legami, oh, that's a problem. Nitzan in Lagami, everything's okay. Why? Manusha. If Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul, then even if not Nitzan in Lagami, as long as it's less than Yatza Letters Bow, you shouldn't be able to allow it to get to more than Yatza Letters Bow. And if you hold it Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, then even if Nitzan in Lagami, it should be Mutter. What's the Ramo saying? This is a major machlokas achronim, how to understand this Ramo. With Nafkemin Lemais. Major machlokas achronim. The Chazanish says, the Ramah holds Me'ikar Adin that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. That even if Nitzdan Lagami, the whole thing is Mutter. He really holds like the Rambam and the Rashba Me'ikar Adin. Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, even B'davar Lach. I said, why does he say Nitzdan Lagami is going to be a problem? Up the Chazan Ish, the Ramah is trouble. Right? There's a Chumr the Rabbanan over here. The idea of Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul, Nitzdan Lagami, according to the Ramah, that's just the Chumr Ba'alma. Not Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is a din d'arais. Rashi holds Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul Me'ikar Adin. But the Ramah is not paskening like Rashi Me'ikar Adin. Me'ikar Adin he paskens like the Rashba and the Rambam. This is how the Chazon Ish learns. Me'ikar Adin he's like the Rashba and the Rambam. The Ramah felt, right, the minig is based on a chumr the Rabban. The minig, those who started the minig, they were machmir. What are they machmir for? They're afraid of something. Even if Me'ikar Adin the din really should be Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, that even if it's cooled down completely, you should be able to cook it up. The problem is people are going to make mistakes. They're not going to realize that this liquid was already cooked. They'll think that you can cook up even something that was never cooked. Cold water. Take it out of the tap and cook it up. Well, what's the difference? You can cook up this liquid, so you can take it out of the tap and cook up that too. Gewalt! And that's Bishul Darais! So because they were afraid that people would be osi le'ichlufe, they'd come to confuse, to machlif, to exchange this water for that water. This water has already been mevushel. People will think, well, cooking water is cooking water. Cooking liquid is cooking liquid. If you can cook this liquid, you can cook any liquid. They might come to cook a liquid that was never mevushel. So the minig developed that if it's nitzanin legamri, and it looks now it looks like water that's never been cooked before, then don't cook this liquid up. Me'ikra, then it should be still mutter to cook it up. But it looks like water that's never been cooked before, so then now it doesn't pay. It's not smart to cook up this water, because then people will get the wrong idea and they'll think that even water that was never cooked could also be cooked on Shabbos, and that's good. Oh, that's going to be a bishul eretz. That's how the Chazon Ish learns. That's on page 4. There's no reason to distinguish between the two. Once it drops below yatzalez, but it's sone. Must be meikar adin. The halacha is that ain bishul achar bishul. Even if nitzdan gamri min haTorah, it's mutter to be mivashel. Elam nesh lo yavol lahokel b'chayim. So they shouldn't be meikar with what? With their lives? No, with chayim, with raw water, water that's never been cooked. V'nagul lahokel b'tzone and she'ain chamim muso nikeret. If chamimuso is not nikeres, if you can't sense the warmth of the water, it looks like the water has never been cooked. So then, the machmer to assume that this is like bishul achar bishul. The machmer to assume there is bishul in this water, not because meikra din is bishul. Of course, there's no bishul; it's already been cooked. But we're afraid you'll confuse this water with water that's never been cooked. So Chazal started this minig that you shouldn't cook water, shouldn't cook liquid that's nistanin legamri, because it looks too similar to water that's never been cooked before. To liquid that's never been cooked before. That's the Chazon Ish's pshat mirmo. The whole thing is only a chumah derabanan to begin with. That's the Chazon Ish. But the Magen Avraham argues. The Magen Avraham holds me'ikar adin. Me'ikar adin Rama holds minat Torah yesh bishul achar bishul if it's nistanin legamri. Who Magen Avraham? What Magen Avraham? That's the implication of a famous, famous Magen Avraham on a famous Rambam. We saw this Rambam already. The Rambam is in Siman Reish Nun Gimel Sif Hei. This is the Rambam talking about Chazor. Telling a guy to do Chazor on Shabbos. V'chol ha'dvarim she'osel lasos midvarim elu osel loma la'akum lasos. Amir la'akum by Chazara, the Rambam says it's awesome. Lochain osel loma la'akum lahochim akedera in nitztanin. I'll let it tell the guy to warm up the kedera if it cools down. Can't tell him to do that. That's an isser. So the Rambam says you're not allowed to tell the guy to warm up the kedera. Warm up the kedera. Says the Magen Avraham in Sukkot Lamed Zayin, lahochim akedera, kosa beis Yosef. Or Bivet Yosef, I'm not sure if it's a chof or a beis. Either way, Kosa Beis Yosef B'Shem Rashba. Osa Loma La'akam Lahadlik Eish L'chavim HaKedera. The Lashon of the Rashba is not that you can't tell the guy to warm up the Kedera. It's that you can't tell the guy to light the fire under the Kedera. The rice. The Ilu L'chavim HaKedera, Sfir Olei L'harashba, the Afilu L'Yisrael Shari La'asosam. The Rashba holds to warm up the Kedera, that's not a problem. Minat Torah. Let's say it again, right? Just to make sure we got it clear. Minat Torah, there's no problem to have a Yisrael heat up the Kedera. Heat up a Kedera, no problem. Sure, because we said that in Simon, as he says, Kemosha Mavur, Kosov, Simon Yoshin Yuchasif Tezvah. That's the Mechaber Darbo we just read. Kevan She'eno Nosno Al Gabi Ha'esho Hakira Mamish. The Rashba is assuming that you're not going to put it directly on the fire, so there's no Chazara issue. The Rashba is assuming the only problem is the Bishul D'Araisa issue. Bishul D'Araisa wouldn't be a problem. Because ain't Bishul Acha Bishul, according to the Rashba. So what's the only case of a D'Araisa problem? Lahadlik Esa Ish. That's what the Rashba. That's why the Lashon of the Rashba is you can't tell the guy to be Madlik Esa Ish. Shvus, the Shvus might be Mutter Makam Mitzvah, but not Shvus by an Issa D'Araisa. Mir Lakam is not going to be Mutter by an Issa D'Araisa. What's the Issa D'Araisa? Who Issa D'Araisa? Bishul? The Rashba says there is no Issa D'Araisa by Bishul. Because I'm Bishul Acha Bishul. So the only D'Araisa could be Lahadlik Esa Esa Ish. That's what you're not allowed to tell the guy to do, according to the Rashba. Says the Magen Avraham, V'ramo, Kosav, Stam, Osa, Loma, La'akam, La'achim. V'ramo doesn't say Lahadlik. What does he say? Le'hachem. Rashba and the Ramah disagreeing about what you're allowed to do here. The Rashba says that you're allowed to tell him to be mechamim. You're not allowed to tell him to be madlik. The Ramah says, no, you can't even tell him to be mechamim. Why? Dr. Magen Avram, the sphere lay, the ledidon, the sphere lunda, also lechamim, midaraisa. We hold that even min haTorah yesh bishalach habishal b'davar lach. So therefore, not only is it also to tell the guy to be madlik as a ish tachas akadera, you can't even tell him to be mechamim. Even if he's not lighting the fire, he can't even put the davar lach back on the fire, because that would be an iser d'oraisa, says the Magen Avraham. What is iser d'oraisa? What is he talking about? Magen Avraham obviously assumes lididan, the Ramah that's machmer and shin yuches siv tezvav, that nitzdanin legamri yesh bishlach habishol, that means min haTorah, midaraisa, not just midarabanan, a chumra ba'alma. Not just a chumra ba'alma, it's a daraisa. It's a daraisa. Because it's a daraisa, you can't tell a guy to warm up the food. That's going to be a daraisa. Samir la'akum b'makom daraisa, which is going to be awesome. Where did I see all this in the Magen Avraham? So you look at the Martis HaShekel, which is the parish on the Magen Avraham. He explains this through. That's what the Magen Avraham was assuming. Now, we didn't explain the Ramah this way when we first learned this Ramah. I'm not sure if you recall how we learned this Ramah. We thought the Ramah is Toma Chazar. The Chiddush of the Ramah is that Shavus, the Shavus, the Mitzvah doesn't apply to Chazar. Against the Marit and the Prima Gadim that the Bir Halacha called it. Why does Shvus to Shvus not apply to Chazar according to the Ramah? What did we say? Based on the Chazon Ish, it's an Isser Matzav. Right? Isser Matzav. It's an Isser of the state of being, having a pot on the fire, because we're afraid it'll be Mechata B'Gacholos. It's only Merzik and Mevashel, if it's an Isser Maisis, so then we can talk. Shvus to Shvus and Rokol Mitzah. It's an Isser Matzav. Matzav, it's the situation. Even if a monkey returned it to the fire, the Chazon Ish says, it's still going to be awesome. So we weren't learning the Ramah like the Magen Avraham. We learned the Ramah Kipshuto, that it's in the Siman about Chazara, so we're talking about Chazara over here. From the Magen Avraham, it's clear he didn't learn the Ramah like that. Well, he was looking at the Beis Yosef. See, that's how, if you learn a Magen Avraham properly, so it comes from the beginning. Beis Yosef from the Rashba, the Ramah is based on the Rashba, so what's he say? It's like the Rashba, but it's different than the Rashba. So that's how you learn halacha. So what we're doing, our pshat is also a good pshat. It's some other Rachmanim said. But that's not the Magen Avraham's pshat in the Ramah. The Magen Avraham clearly holds that there's an Isser D'oraisa. According to the Ramah, min haTorah, it's Osir to do Bishalach HaBishal B'davar Lach if it's Nitzdan in the Gam. That's what he's clearly assuming. So how does that answer the kasha that we asked? I don't understand. Once it's below Yad Saledis, well, if you hold Meikar Adin, Yesh Bishalach HaBishal, so once it's below Yad Saledis, what should be a problem? But the Magen Avraham must assume is that the bishul is still felt until it's nistan in lagamra. Until it's nistan in lagamra. Until it's completely cooled down. Until it's completely cooled down, you still feel the effect of the bishul. It's not Yad Saledis Bo, but the effect is still felt. What is Yad Saledis Bo? Anywhere from between 110 to 160? So what, if it's 140 or 150, you don't feel the effect of the bishul? How do you feel the effect of the bishul? It cools down further, so then you can understand that you're not going to feel the effect of the bishul. But that's why the Magen Avraham could explain the Ramah to be talking about an Issa D'Araisa, and nevertheless he holds that you need Nistan Lagamri for that Issa D'Araisa to kick in. Because before Nistan Lagamri, the effect of the bishul is still felt, even if it's below Yad Saledis Bo. We ask the Kasha, once it's below Yad Saledis Bo, if you hold that Yesh Bishlach HaBishul, so that's it. You can't cook it up again. There should be a problem. The answer is no. It's not so posh. According to the Magen Avraham, we can say that lo ozale bishulo, the effect of the bishul is still going to be felt until nitzan in legamri, and that's why the Ramah is only machmir if it's nitzan in legamri. Okay, these are two very different approaches to the Ramah. The Chazon Ish's approach is that the whole thing is just a chumer ba'alma. Chumer ba'alma that we're afraid you'll confuse this cooked liquid, cool down, to a liquid that was never cooked with lal, and you'll come to cook a liquid that was never cooked with lal. Gevalt, that's going to be a bishul derais. According to the Magen Avraham, me'ikar adin, yesh bishlach ha-bishul b'davar lach. But you need this final legamri, because less than Yad Saledis Bo is not enough to say ozalei bishulo. Just because it's cooled off and it's less than Yad Saledis Bo, there's still, and if the effect of the bishul is still felt. the effect of the mishal is still felt, and there's no yesh mishlach habishal. But once mitzvahin lagamri, then the effect of the mishal is no longer felt, and then min haTorah there'll be mishlach habishal. What's enough here? What's the difference between the two approaches? Magen Avraham Chazanish. So the first nafkamina is, what does nitzdanim lagami mean? How far does it have to cool down for it to be nitzdanim lagami? What do you think? So the Chazanish himself hinted to what he thinks. How long is there an issur according to the Chazanish? If it's nitzdanim lagami, right? Nitzdanim lagami, so then there's going to be an issur. But less than nitzdanim lagami, it's still mutter. So how long is it going to be mutter? Says the Chazon Ish, lo nagul lahakol b'tzonin she'ein chamimuso nikeres. If ein chamimuso nikeres, then there's going to be a problem. But if chamimuso nikeres, then it's okay. Right? Chamimuso nikeres is okay. Ein chamimuso nikeres, then it's going to be a problem. What does ein chamimuso nikeres mean? How far down does it be? Let's say the shear of Yatzalot is 160. How far do you think it has to be? What do we have? We have different gradations. We have a little bit below Yatza lettuce bone. Let's say 130, 120, 110. But then we have another temperature. What's that? What's the lowest temperature that you can think of that would be Nitzdani Lagami? Room temperature. Right? We're not talking about less than room temperature. For that, I mean, I'm not sure that this is room temperature. This is like 120 or so, right? Right? It can't be less than room temperature unless you put it in the refrigerator. Right? Put it in the freezer. So what's the Chazon Ish saying? L'chora, the Chazon Ish is saying that as long as ein chamimuso nikeres, even if it's not room temperature, the issa will taka kick in. Because then the chashash of the chlufe kicks in as well. And that's what Rav Moshe says as well in his Tshuva to Rabbi Ida. Moshe writes, people who want to drink hot water, it's still a little bit hot for them. That's quite a bit above room temperature. Right? Room temperature, 68 degrees. I mean, people want it to be at least 90, 100, 110, somewhere around there. Both Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish are clearly learning what? That the Ramah is just a chumra ba'alma. Chashash echlufe, we're afraid you're going to confuse the cooked water with water that's never been cooked. So when are you going to confuse? You're going to confuse if it doesn't look like boiled water to you. It doesn't look like heated water to you. So once it's less than a level that chamimuso nikeres, that people feel like it's hot water, so it's already below the level of hot for people. It's below the level of hot, then they're going to start to confuse. They're going to say, ah, this wasn't really heated water. Hey, you know, it's too close to non-heated water. So because the chashash echlufe applies, then we'll be machmir already. Even if the water is still, I don't know, 110, 105. 105 is pretty hot. But it's not room temperature. Not room temperature. So if you say like the Chazon Ish, that it's a chumra ba'alma, that we're afraid that people are going to be machlif between this water that's never been cooked, between this water that's been cooked but now it's cooled down, and water that's never been cooked. So then, once it gets to a level that people will start to not distinguish between this kind of water and water that's never been cooked, so then the chashash echlufe applies and the chumash then will apply, even though it's not at room temperature. According to the Magen Avraham, there's no reason to machra until it reaches room temperature. Because that's exactly the whole point. According to the Magen Avraham, there really is no difference between yatzo lettuce bone and room temperature. I didn't say that properly. There's no difference between a tad below yatzo lettuce bone and room temperature. If you're going to be makel at a tad below yatzo lettuce bone, you should be makel until room temperature. Because the whole point is you're saying, even if it's less than yatzo lettuce bone, lo ozale bishulo, the effect is still felt. Minat Torah, there's nothing happened. So the effect is still felt until it's room temperature. According to the Magen Avraham, l'chora, until it reaches room temperature, you can be maker. The whole chit's a tremendous cooler, right? The whole chumrah only applies if ozale bishulo legamri, and that's only going to be at room temperature. But according to the first pshat, the Chazon Ish, It's all of chashash echlufe. What you're going to confuse? It's a perception issue. It's a perception issue. That level might be a lot higher, right? It's not in legamri. It could be much higher than room temperature, because once it's below a level that people look at this as hot water, that's already like cold water. Right? It's already like room temperature water. It doesn't have to be freezing cold water, but room temperature water also doesn't look like it's been heated before. So people are going to confuse, and then they'll cook up room temperature water. So there's already room to be gozer. But according to the Magen Avraham, Me'ikar Adin, this Bishul D'Oraisa, once it's Nistan in Lagamri, has to be Lagamri. Lagamri means when the effect of the Bishul is no longer felt, it has to be room temperature. Okay, this could be one nafkamina between the Magen Avraham and the Chazon Ish. I saw Rabbi Eider wanted to suggest another nafkamina. I didn't have this in the Makoros for you. Just briefly. If the first nafkamina is what Nistan in Lagamri means, so Lachor, the second nafkamina is what does Davar Lach mean? What is Davar Yavesh and what's Davar Lach? Many of you after this shiur keep on asking me, what's Davar Lach, what's Davar Yavesh? Gravy, coagulated, mush? What exactly is Davar Yavesh, Davar Lach? So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, and Simin Shin Yuches of Kotten Lamed Beis, and that Sif in the Mechaber and Sif Dalet. Mishnah Berurah says, V'hu Yavesh. Mechaber says, Yesh Bishlach HaMishel B'davar Lach, but not B'davar Yavesh. What does V'hu Yavesh mean? Zog to Mishnah Berurah. B'tzon Alomer Sheheriku HaMorak Mimenu. They took away the liquid. What does it sound like from the Mishnah Berurah? That if you have any liquid there, even a miut, any liquid there, that could be Bishalach HaBishal. That's what the Mishnah Berurah sounds like. That to define something as Yav Bishalach, it's a function of whether it is Lach, whether there's any Lachos there. If there is liquid there, then that's called Davar Lach. And according to Mechaber, Yesh Bishalach HaBishal. According to the Chumrah of the Ramah, whether Magen Avraham or Chazon Ish, whatever, right? According to the Chumrah of the Ramah, if Nitzdani Legami, there'll be Bishalach HaBishal, if there's Lachos there, if there's Morok there. Now, if there's no marak there, but by cooking it you're going to produce some kind of a liquid, so that the Magen Avraham already says that's not called Davar Lach. This is the Mishnah Berurah quotes at the end of Siman Shin Yeches. I'm not sure I assigned this to you, but in Sukkot and Kuf, Shulchan Aruch there is talking about in panda. You put it some kind of a kugel by the fire. So what could be the problem? Because any kugel has oil in it. Some kugels have more oil than others. Like not every kugel is created equal. Aval bisha shuman shaboshe nikra shchoze v'nimoach, says the Mechaber, you can put it by the fire. So what's pshat? Says the Mishnah Berurah, hatam shemutu dekeven shu yovesh, afshin etzdan en loshaya bebishu. Ve'aval bisha shuman choze v'nimoach, mekomokol mikri yovesh. This is a Muridic Mishnah, but very important. It's really a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that how do you define Lach and Yavesh? It's a function of whether it is liquidy at room temperature. Now, of course, if you freeze the item or if you put it in the fridge, some of the liquid is going to turn into solid. That's not fair. That's tricky. Okay, we can't trick around. Right? You got to be honest. So if at room temperature it's liquid, then it's a Davar Lach. If at room temperature it's a solid, then it's a Davar Yavesh. Okay, so there are some types of sauces on the chicken that are not going to be Lach. They're not pourable. You know, there are things, you know, sometimes you can bake something bake a sauce onto the chicken and it becomes a part of the chicken. There are other sauces that you see there is liquid on the bottom. You put it in the fridge, then everything turns solid. But that's not called solid, that's called liquid, because at room temperature it's going to be a liquid. So the function of whether at room temperature it's a liquid or it's a solid. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. The Beis Yosef quotes Rabbi Yonah, who disagrees. Rabbi Yonah wanted to say that maybe Davar Lach and Davar Yavesh is a function of rov and miut. What's the rov? What's the miut? If rov is Davar Yavesh, then even if you have a little bit of Davar Lach, that's okay. There's no din of Bishul Lach HaBishul. What's Rabbi Yonah saying? It's a function of rov and miut. What's his kashrus? Yardeya? Tam ki iker. If you have a davar lach, you have a davar lach. Why should it matter whether it's rov or not? It's a tremendous chiddush. We don't pass them like this. But what's the Hamina to say that Lach and Yavish should be a function of Rov? I have a chicken. Most of it is Yavish. It has a little bit of Lachas on it. It's Nicker. The Lachas is Nicker. It's a little bit of juice there. But Rov of the item is not Lach. The Cholent is a Cholent. It's not a liquidy Cholent. It's a solid Cholent. There's Lachas there. So because Rov of it is solid, I should call that a Dover Yavish, not a Dover Lach. So I saw Rabbi Eider in his Sefer wanted to say that it's still a chiddush and we don't paskin like this. But if you hold like the Chazon Ish, then there's a makom at least for this Rabbeinu Yochanan. What's the makom? If you go like the Chazon Ish, that the whole chumra of the Ramah is a chashash chlufi, that we're afraid that you'll mix up one for the other. You'll mix up this liquid that's only cooled down with a liquid that's never been cooked. So it's all a perception issue. If it's all a perception issue, so then it might be a makom to say. We ask a person, what is this? Is this a solid or is it a liquid? So if Rov of it is solid, certainly if Ruba de Ruba of it is solid, so someone will say, well, it's a solid. They won't call it a liquid. It's not a liquid. It's really a solid, but it has a little bit of liquid in it. So it's all a function of perception. So people look at it as really being a solid. Since the solid's already cooked, they're not going to confuse this solid with liquid that hasn't been cooked. They look at this liquid as being tofel to the solid. So they don't look at the liquid as being something that hasn't been cooked, and they'll say, well, if you can put this on the fire, then you can put a liquid that hasn't been cooked on the fire as well. But it's all a function of perception, so then there's a makom for such a shita. It's not even mochach to say according to that shita. Even according to the Chazon Ish, you could say, no, the perception is, if it looks liquid, it's liquid.
Right?
It's not mochach to say that if you go like the Chazon Ish, that it's a matter of perception, so then we definitely should follow Rov and Miut. You could say, no, I'm still not going to follow Rov and Miut. Because the perception is, if there's any liquid here, someone's going to look at it and say, oh, there's never lach, and if you can put this on the fire, then you'll be able to put something that's never been cooked on the fire before. But if you hold like the Magen Avraham, it's not a chumra d'rabbanan, it's a din d'oraisa, right? Then it's tanin l'gar, means pakale bishulo, the whole effect of the bishul is gone, and that's why there's a din of yesh bishul l'chabishul. So rov and miut, obviously that's absolutely ridiculous. What does it matter whether it's rov and miut? If there's a liquid there, the ikar adin is bishul, because it's like liquid that's never been cooked. Dino, liquid that's never been cooked. So it doesn't matter what the perception is. According to that sheet, there's no havamina to say that we should follow Rov and Miut. If you call it the Chazon Ish, there's a havamina. There's a possibility. Again, it's not muchach to paskin that way. Lamais. You can still go like the Chazon Ish and say, no, even based on perception, a small amount of liquid is like a large amount of liquid. And the perception is that it's a davar lach. And if we're matir recooking this davar lach, people will cook a davar lach that's never been cooked before. It's not mukhruch to say like this, but there's a mokum to say like this. But if you go like the other pshat, then there's no havamina to say that we should follow Rov and Miut. If you have any kind of liquid there, so then it should be usur. If it's nisan lagam, it should be usur to recook it. Okay, so this is nafkamina number two. Nafkamina number one, what is nisan lagamri? Nafkamina number two, what is called davalach and what's called davyamish? What's the third nafkamina?
Yeah. Just clarify. You were saying it's a perception issue. If the person then now thinks this is called a davar yavish, that's how much to cook on a fire when it has liquid in it, wouldn't it go around to the same problem? The person's going to describe a chicken with gravy around it as a davar yavish. I think it's now much to cook that.
No, but if the chicken is already cooked, so then chicken's already cooked, it's mutter to cook the gravy, because the gravy is cooked also, right? And if the chicken is not cooked, so then no one's going to think it's mutter to cook the chicken. Manav shach, right?
Is mutter to cook the gravy around the chicken?
Me'ikra din, yes. If you hold like the Chazon Ish. Me'ikra din, it's mutter to cook it, because ein b'shalach ha'bishol, ein b'dav yash, ein b'dav alach. It's just, it's a chashash chlufi. We're afraid to get mixed up between this liquid that's not cooled down and liquid that's never been cooked. So, if it's nitfal, if it's tofel to the davar yavesh, then we're not afraid that you're gonna get confused. What's another nafkamina? Very important nafkamina that can happen very commonly. Let's say you have a cup of tea. You had your first cup of tea. And after drinking the cup of tea, you have a couple of drops left. Can you pour boiling water directly into that cup of tea? Into that empty cup. You want to have another cup of tea. So can you pour boiling water from a clear rishon, eerie clear rishon, we're going to talk about that. pouring from a kli rishon into a cup that could be mevasha, could be mevasha bakulo, it could be mevasha at least a little bit, could be klipa. Right? Most rishonim assume that it's not kli sheni. Iri kli rishon is dino kli rishon to some extent. So the question is, would you be allowed to pour boiling water onto those little drops that remain in the kli sheni because you want to have another cup of tea? Now, if you wash out the cup and now you have cool water, you have cold water in that cup, there's no havamina you should be able to pour boiling water into that cup. That's very important to keep in mind. Sometimes people do this. They'll finish their first cup of tea, but they want to try something, they want to try a different type of tea. So they'll wash out the cup, and then they'll use it again. Or let's say one person in the family had a cup of tea, and then someone else wants to have a cup of tea. They'll wash out the cup from the first individual and want to have another cup of tea. You can't pour boiling water into that cup which has little drops of water. That's bishul daraisa, because that liquid, those drops of cold water coming from the faucet, they've never been cooked before. But to pour boiling water onto the cup which has liquid remaining, little drops remaining, that's bishul achar bishul, because that water was already cooked. It's the residue from the tea remaining from the first cup of tea. So the question is, would you be allowed to do that? Could you pour the boiling water onto the cup? Moshe wants to say that this should be permissible. That's what he writes in Osiyot Tes. Rabbi Eider, in a footnote, he quotes B'Shem the Chazon Ish like this too. I don't know if the Chazon Ish wrote this in the Sefer. Moshe writes that what could be the problem? B'hoyu mayim rosen shenitzdanenu shemei etzem adinei bishul achar bishul. So if Moshe Lishitasa, he says already back in those days, like the Chazon Ish, that the whole halach of the Rama is only a chumra ba'alma. Me'ikar didn't really aim b'shalach abishul b'davar lach. The Rama is a chumra ba'alma that we're afraid of a chalufe, that you'll confuse this liquid with liquid that has never been cooked before. So he says, what's the chumra? What people are going to confuse? It's little droplets. They don't treat this seriously. Right? Little drops. They don't even... If you'd ask people, are there drops remaining in the cup? They'll say, I don't know. They don't look in the cup so seriously. So if we're talking about a chashash chlufe, if it's only a chumra d'rabana that we're afraid people are going to confuse, what confusion are we concerned about over here? It's little droplets. It's not significant. If there's a havamina to say that even... That we'd follow rove and not miut, okay. I don't know who passed that way, but if there's a havamina even to say that we'd follow rove and not miut, if rove is dover yavesh and only miut is dover lach, we assume it's a dover yavesh and there's no problem of bishul, of bishul achar bishul. So then kol shkein, if all you have is little droplets, there's no perception that you're cooking the little droplets. That certainly should be mutter. According to the Magen Avraham, though, what's the heter? Can't be a heter. According to the Magen Avraham, we're talking about ikar adin. We're talking about bishul achar bishul mamish. That once the liquid is cooled down, there's bishul daraisa to take into account over here. So if we're worried about bishul daraisa, it doesn't matter how small an amount it is. Even if it's a tiny amount, right? There should be a problem of bishul acha bishul according to the Magen Avraham. So this again is totally in the two different shitas. If it's all a perception issue, the whole minig is just the chumra ba'alma. A function of perception, we're not going to be machmer for droplets. But if it's not a perception issue, if it's really ikar adin, so it doesn't matter how small it is. Even if it's a small amount, even if it's little droplets, you would have to be machmer. And then the only way to be mekil, right, is to dry up the cup. That's what some people do. They dry the cup to make sure that there are no droplets inside. Not only if they wash off the cup with cold water, they'll dry up the cup, they'll actually wash it out, because who wants to dry it up with this dirty tea water in there? But right, they'll dry up the cup in some way, or they'll wash it out and then dry up the cup, so that there is nothing left over, because they hold that it's not just the chur ba'alma, the ikar adin, this bishul achar bishul b'davar lach if it's nitzdanin lagami. So they'll dry up the cup before they pour in some more boiling water, so that there won't be any bishul achar bishul in the drops that remain in the cup. Okay, stop here.